Walk a mile in my shoes. Similar to the expression, the exhibition A Mile in My Shoes lets you do just that. The event at the Maritime Museum gives you an opportunity to literally pick a pair of strangers' shoes to walk in while listening to their life story. Exploring empathy, the artist Claire Pate, a passionate believer in the power of storytelling and participatory art, aimed to create a project where the audience could see the world from someone else's eyes. To discuss the project, we are joined by strong advocate Paul McCarthy, the Senior Executive Strategy and External Relations. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this project with you.
So this exhibition, you're literally picking a pair of strangers' shoes to walk in.
Yeah, how it works is that we've got a very large shoebox at the front of the museum, and the visitor goes inside the shoebox and they're asked their shoe size, and you say, I'm a 9. You take off your shoes, we take care of those for you, and you're given another pair of shoes in that size. Once you're all, and you wear these special socks for COVID protection. And once you've got the shoes on, you then download an audio recording of the story of the person whose shoes they are. And optimally, you walk in those shoes. It takes 10 or 15 minutes. The stories vary in length. But as you're walking, this person is talking to you.
It's such an interesting way to I guess, turn on its head the phrase that we use so often, walk in someone else's shoes, to something very literal. How did the idea come about for this?
Yes, yeah, it's a great question. So the museum rebranded in 2018 to be Museum, or Australia's Museum of the Sea. And our goal in doing that was inspiring people about all of the different aspects of our country's connection to the sea, including the stories of the people who've come across the sea, Australia's migrants. So when you rebrand, that's essentially about the visitor experience. And we thought this Empathy Museum project ticked all of the boxes, because what it does is it's full of adventure stories, and it's delivered in a way that's unexpected and it's immersive. And there's many different dimensions to it. So for us, it was this perfect fit for our new brand.
And you mentioned there that the stories are migrant experiences.
Yeah.
Where did these stories come from? How did you collect them?
So the stories relate to migrants to Australia. There are people from 27 different countries and 34 different heritages, and there are various ages. So the youngest one is in her late teens. The oldest is 99. And our migration curator worked with the Empathy Museum to sort the stories. Some of the storytellers had long-standing connections with the museum, so they had either donated objects to us or their names were on Australia's National Monument to Migration, our welcome wall, or we sourced them from a partnership with Sentiment Services International, which is a brilliant organisation that provides services for new arrivals.
And I understand that this exhibition originated from the London's Empathy Museum.
Yep.
The name Empathy Museum already piques my interest. What is it, and how did it come about to arrive in Sydney?
Yeah, so the Empathy Museum is a museum without walls. It was founded in 2015 in the UK, and it's a collaboration of a British artist, Claire Pate, and an Australian philosopher called Roman Krishnarik. And they use pop-up installations, like the one we've got at our museum, to promote empathy and get people to think about what other people's lives are like. They've got other projects as well. You know, there's an interesting one with a library, which is on the theme, Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. But essentially it's creating these opportunities for people to have a different kind of experience, and that then triggers emotional and intellectual responses to it.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I do want to end the interview by talking about, I guess, the real participatory element of this exhibition. I mean, as you said, you're literally picking a stranger's pair of shoes and then listening to this audio of their story. In this experience, the visitors of the museum get to be part of the artifact. What do you think, why do you think a sense of connection is so important to understanding empathy, understanding someone's story?
Yeah, so the audience feedback on this has been really positive. 100% of our respondents said they'd recommend it to others, and 87% of the audiences gave it an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10. And 30% of people said they were really deeply affected by it. So we know that we're achieving something. And for me personally, the experience of walking in the shoes while listening to the owner's story is quite unusual. There's an intimacy about it. And the way the stories have been recorded is really clever because you feel like you're conversing with the person. And after every story, I found myself wanting to be friends with the storyteller because every one of them had something really interesting and valuable to share. And I didn't want to let them go. And I think this is the power of deep listening to each other, creating this space for people to tell their own story in their own way.
I love that, wanting to be friends with the people that you're listening to. It is a spectacular way of storytelling. Paul, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, we really hope you can come down and visit. It's only open until the 30th of April. It's free. It only takes 15 minutes or so at most, and we would really love as many people as possible to have that experience. So thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about it.